This is a CK to Z news update.
Toki Bab Cafe in Manson's Hall is bringing back monthly dinners under the catchy name of ACDC, which stands for a community dinner club. Kicking things off will be a Lunar New Year menu on Tuesday, February 1st to celebrate the Year of the Tiger. Toki Bab owner Susan John, aka Sue John, began this community meal tradition about 5 years ago.
The community dinner started off when there was a lot of conflict and a real division happening on the island. So I was like, let's have a big family dinner. How can we get our community together and at the same time offer something that we can share and get excited about that was affordable for families? And we never turn anyone away.
The original funding came from Cortez Literacy Seed Grants, which provided a little more than $400. Sue John then offered the dinners by donation.
So whatever money came, we ended up putting it towards the next meal. And we ran that for about 10 meals. And each time we fed about 40 people. These weren't soup kitchen type of stuff. It was like, where can you go with your family and have a really nice meal for under 40 bucks? So we'd have these 4 to 6 course meals. There was also the cultural aspect because every meal was influenced by different culture, different profile. It wasn't just pizzas. We did Persian lamb, or we did the Mexican format, or we did Greek, or we did Sichuan hot pots and Korean dinners and stuff like that. So that was part of it, was expanding our understanding of cultural awareness or cultural literacy, and also providing the community good food.
A community dinner club once again received funding last year through the most recent incarnation of the Cortez Literary Seed Grants, called Microgrants for Neighbors. The project was selected to support youth programming through the Cortez Community Health Association, with the idea that teens will join Sue John in the kitchen. This time, ACDC received $600 as starting capital, with which she aims to feed at least as many hungry mouths as during the last round. But there are a few considerations.
Cost of food has gone up quite a bit.
There are also the ever-changing health restrictions, which currently permit dine-in service, but restaurateurs have learned to stay on their toes.
Then now we're looking at, if we end up having to go to takeout only, can we still do community dinners and provide for people that they don't dine together? I'm also looking at packaging, and that's an additional cost.
Her cafe, Toki Bab, which means rabbit food in her native Korean, is open on Fridays for lunch, restarting on January 21st after a break for the winter holidays. The restaurant has been open to the public since 2018, with the idea born the year prior as part of the homeschool program through Linnea.
The kids actually came up with that idea. As parents, we were asking them what they wanted to learn, and they selected a few things, and one of them was to cook, which was great because that's kind of a bit of chemistry, a bit of math, and a bit of integrated learning and culture, right? So we did social studies and stuff. So I kept the program going. And then Manson's Hall had stood there like the third year. No one had stepped up to it, even though the kitchen was finally finished. So I went, let's take that on. And so Nola, Laura, Lily, and a few of them started coming into the kitchen and working for me. And so they got to learn about work. They had a schedule, they got wages, they had tasks, and they did that for about 2 years. We learned to do it together. I've worked in restaurants. My parents ran a restaurant, Belly. So I was able to put those together. And then through the work in progress, we learned a lot.
Sue John is well known on the island for her cooking and is also involved in the recently started Meals on Wheels program for seniors. As for the Lunar New Year dinner from 5 to 8 p.m. on Tuesday, February 1st, Sue John is taking reservations since seating is limited. The menu will include Chinese must-have traditions like dumplings and noodles, and she is also looking for volunteers to join her team. As per her write-up on Tideline, quote, help cook, set up, kitchen helpers, cleanup crew, we offer good company and free food, end quote. Reach her by calling 250-935-6665 or emailing toki8cafe, that's T-O-K-I, the number 8, C-A-F-E, at gmail.com.
CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.